This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Pork Expo took place this week in Springfield, and hog producers from across the state attended to network and stay up to date on industry trends. Local farmer Dale Wiedekamp of Raymond was elected as treasurer for the Illinois Pork Producers Association, and we had a chance to catch up about his new role and his farming operation in Montgomery County.
On the home farm, it's been a centennial farm for a number of years. I think we're fifth generation. My father worked in a coal mine until the coal mine shut down, and we kind of got into livestock at that point. And ever since then, we've had either cattle or hogs, and almost always had hogs. And once my brother and I got out of high school and got out of college, we wanted to be able to maintain living for two families, actually with mom and dad, three at the time. So livestock seemed like the way to go. And ever since then, we've kind of expanded into hogs, and it's been very good for our family and been a good industry for us.
Well, it's great that it's been so successful, and I guess you like it if you've been around it since you were a kid.
Yeah, we enjoy it. I like farming because you get to wear a different hat every day. One day you're a plumber, one day you're an electrician, and you're always taking care of livestock. So it's not boring in that way. You get to use a lot of tools.
I know what you're saying. Every day is different, and I like variety too, and it's like that with my job, so you can appreciate that. Keeps things interesting. Tell us a little bit more about your hog operation. You know, are you farrowing? Is it wean to finish? What do you do?
Yes, we farrowed for a number of years up until 2003. At that time, we got into a sow center, and we're taking wean to finish. Did that for a number of years, and then a year and a half ago, we decided we wouldn't want to go contract feeding, and we joined the Porgic Partners, and we contract finished for them on three different sites, actually, and that's worked pretty well for us. They handle all the inputs, and we take care of the manure and the buildings and then the livestock. So that's been a good move for us, and we'll continue doing that for a while.
Sounds good. I imagine you've seen a lot of changes from the time you were a kid helping on the farm to today. And as you said, you've changed some of the ways that you manage things. So maybe what's the biggest change that you've seen over the years?
The size of the feed tanks, stuff like that, everything's just a lot bigger. You do bigger batches. The flow is different. Used to be you had livestock there, every building, maybe same age, several different ages in one building, and now we try to break that up and have a break in between. It allows if there's any pathogens there, they'll leave for a while. You clean up a lot better, and it's just a lot better way to control one disease being passed down to the next one, so we have a break in between. So that's probably the biosecurity is what very much more important, and you use less medications that way. So you kind of like crop rotation. You don't put corn after corn after corn, or beans after beans. You're going to have more problems. And livestock is sort of the same way. You give yourself a break, and some of those pathogens go away.
And I imagine another change with the biosecurity is buildings. Did you have buildings when you were a kid?
Yeah, we had buildings, but definitely the technology is much better now. You can control the barns as just like your cars. It's amazing how much technology they put in the cars in the last 5 years. And the same way with buildings, that you can look at your phone and actually see what's going on in your buildings, which fans maybe have a problem, or you have a temperature problem in one area. So that mobile technology has definitely come into the farm systems. Anybody been at combine knows the same thing. Well, it's the same thing in the hog buildings and livestock buildings. There's a lot more information out there. So that's been a revolution, and it's really just starting to ramp up.
Well, Dale, I really enjoyed talking with you, someone who has so many years of experience in the industry. It's fun to talk about those changes, and you've lived through them. I'd like to talk about your role with the Illinois Pork Producers Association. You're serving as treasurer for the board of directors. How long have you been involved with the pork producers?
Well, at the county level, ever since I started farming and officer, you know, all forms of officer, president and secretary at the county level. As of 2 years ago, I came on the state. I was on the board of directors. And then last year, I got into officer rotation. And there you start out secretary, then you're treasurer, president-elect. And then last year, you have a year as president. So I'm midway through there. Pork producers do a good job of getting you up to speed with media, getting you informed on the issues that are relevant to the industries. And so we've been out to D.C. a couple times, and I'll do some stuff out at Des Moines and also at the office here in Springfield. So meeting the players, understanding the different issues. So that's been something I don't see a lot of just on our own farm, but it's been challenging and very interesting for me, and I enjoyed it, and I look forward to continuing that and learning more.
And I imagine your involvement with the Illinois Pork Producers Association, your visits to Washington to talk to legislators, that's all just as important as your daily operations on the farm, right?
Actually, it could maybe make more of a difference. You look at trying to keep the health of your livestock, but the health of our markets, that's just as important to our bottom line. I guess the biggest eye-opener for me going out to D.C. was we definitely have to there's such turnover out there with the staff and sometimes with the legislator that they need to be informed, and they have a myriad of issues to think about. Unless we're out there telling about our issues, they're not going to find out about it. So it's a constant battle to keep them informed about issues that are important to us, and if we don't do it, no one else will.
Absolutely. Well, Dale, I think you make great points. One final question for you. I guess today we're in Springfield. What's happening on the farm at home? What are operations like? What's going on this week?
It's kind of slow this time of the season. Just a little bit concerned about the water issues. Our ponds are getting low. We're hoping for some rain of any form, even if it's snow, some moisture out there. Everything else is going pretty smooth out there. We have, you know, more modern buildings. So, you know, a generation ago, we would have been putting plastic up and stuff like that and worrying about wind. And the buildings are much better now and more sound. And as I said earlier, you can see what's actually going on out there with a lot more monitors and temperature probes and such like that. And we sleep better at night. I guess there's a little more peace of mind when we get away and I can do things like this. Whereas a few years ago, it wouldn't have been so easy. So that's changed.
Dale Wiedekamp of Raymond, newly elected treasurer for the Illinois Pork Producers Association. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.